The 0-2 again, and it's fouled back. No balls and two strikes, the pitch. Newhan rips it up the middle and into center field for a base hit. It's a multi-hit game for Nico Newhan, his eighth of the season. Runner on first, one out in the top of the ninth for Tyler Myatt, 12-5 Burlington. First pitch is up and in, ball one. One oh is a ball high and outside. Myatt tonight is 0-3 with a walk and three strikeouts. Walked on a full count pitch his last time up in the seventh, the 2-0. Half swing and a miss, strike one. That would have been ball three. The 2-1. Strike two call. Remember to tune in tomorrow morning. It's an 11 a.m. start. The 2-2, ball three high. Full count, one out. The payoff. Ball four downstairs. It's a full count walk for Tyler Myatt, and he has a multi-walk game. And now Kingsport has runners on first and second with one out. For Riley Orr, who came in defensively for Stone Lawless back in the seventh inning. First pitch to Orr is a ball low and away. A ball and no strikes. A pitch. Fouled back. Riley Orr is batting 302 this season with an 817 OPS. He has homered twice, and one of those two home runs came in the ninth inning at Pulaski. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. One-two count on Riley Orr. The pitch. Chopper to third. Picked up by Elko. Steps on the bag and throws to first for the inning-ending and game-ending double play. Hard-fought win for the Sock Puppets. They take this 12-5 and come from behind fashion. But look, if you're the Axemen, you cannot let this game affect you. Yes, lost two of your best relievers. Star catcher today. Yes, you led for the majority of the game and lost by seven, but it's only one game. Still in second place. And the beauty of this series is that tomorrow night is an early game, so get your head on straight. Come out tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. first pitch, and make the Sock Puppets your puppet. It's as simple as that. And I think they will. Kingsport is a team that's known to bounce back from adversity this season. They dropped to 15-14 with the loss, while the Sock Puppets improved to 16-14. Only one bad inning tonight. That's all it was. But you got to stay positive, and I think the Axemen are going to split this series tomorrow night, stay put in second place, and maybe Johnson City will lose to Tri-State. But as of now, the Axemen are now a game, now only half a game, in front of Johnson City in second place. Final score, Sock Puppets 12, Axemen 5. The Sock Puppets scored 12 runs on 6 hits, made no errors defensively, while Kingsport scored 5 runs on 9 hits and committed 4 errors in the field. So the winning pitcher for the Sock Puppets is Hobb. He improves to 3-0. The losing pitcher for the Axemen is Dylan Loy. Loy in 3 1/3 innings pitched, allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 1 hit, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Tomorrow morning is a rebound game. The Axemen will take on the Sock Puppets, 11 a.m. first pitch in the Tar Heel State. From Burlington Athletic Stadium, I'm Ben Slotnick. Good night. Check one, check two, check three, check four. This is a Kingsport test.